Wait, will you give me like a backdrop? Oh, come on, please.
What?
For Christ's
sake. I'm not an improviser. I'm not good at this.
Improviser?
Improvisational skills. I don't have any.
No, you just gotta boo, 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 boo.
All right, here we go. Ready? Ready? Shut up.
You shut up.
Wait, why are we doing this?
You can't improvise that.
Why are we doing this? We already had a song to intros in. What are you doing? We already had a song.
I know, but I need something. Like, if I can't hear the song.
Hey, you know what you need?
To get done with the intro.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
This is the show.
Hey.
This is the show where we go from Triple G to GSP. And oh, I forgot what our intro is. It's the Hook It To Him podcast. You can find us on iTunes and Podbean.
And where the streets have no name.
Like a human being. And
Human Centipede?
Yeah. And
did you watch that movie?
We're not even through the intro.
All right, let's get going.
Okay, did I already say what this podcast is?
Hook It To Him, combat sports. We're good to go.
Combat sports.
Combat sports. Let's get on with it.
This one's for you, Dad.
All right, so last week we decided, well, we learned that we kind of just went through Pride like... We went
like
way
a
too
hot knife. Yeah.
We went way too quickly through Pride, and we did not cover it that well. So we'll come back to that in another episode. Well,
maybe for Christmas.
Well, really, no. It's too soon. We got to give them a break.
Yeah,
but we'll delve back into the great world of Pride from now on.
But at least they've heard of Pride. They feel like they've heard of Pride.
Hey, who's Pride? What's Pride?
In the nip.
Who started Pride? You go back and listen to that episode. You'll find that little tidbit. You got to listen closely.
It's an Easter egg.
But all right. Last week we learned that Cade is really tired of the UFC and MMA in general. And that puts a big damper on our MMA podcast. It's one of the
hosts. But now
hates
I've been
MMA.
Revived.
Have you been revived?
Well, I was revived until I found out some devastating news.
What?
Well, we got. I'm not gonna spoil it. We gotta get into the show.
Okay. This next couple episodes, we're just gonna delve into different leagues around the world and find our
in 60 days
and try to find our voice.
This is like when you get done with school and you go on a adventure.
Yeah. Boxing is
an Instagram adventure.
Boxing is our fundamentals, but UFC is our backbone.
Don't speak for me.
Pride is our tongue.
Our fundamentals.
Dream and Bellator are going to be our nipples.
What does that mean, fundamentals?
Our fundamental, our base core, our base, our balls, our cock and balls.
Boxing?
Yeah.
Okay, boxing is your cock and balls.
Sure is, buddy.
Mine is dance.
My God.
The origin of fighting.
This isn't the Plie 2-1 podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
Sorry.
Get it together.
You just have so many.
All right, but yeah, this week we'll start off with Dream and Bellator.
Feels like I'm in a dream. Well, Juan, what do you want to hear about?
Hey, Cade. What? Tell me about Dream.
Well, if we're going to talk about Dream, we need to go back
to Pride. Back to the good old days.
The good old days, the glory days.
The glory hole days.
Yeah. So, Juan, what do you think happened when Pride was bought out by Zuffa? Where do you think all the people involved went? Did they just go home? Back to their holes? Their hobbit holes? Their buttholes? No one.
You didn't let me answer.
Oh, sorry.
Where do I think they went?
Yeah.
Give me a minute. Give me a second.
There's...
All right. No.
There are a lot of options.
Pride's over.
It's gone.
It's gone forever.
It's not around anymore.
The people are sad.
They're unemployed.
They're looking for a new home.
They're broke. Looking for a new hobbit hole.
You know, people are just searching for dream. For a new dream.
I think people are looking for heroes.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
All right. So, as far as the myth goes.
The mythology. If we follow it chronologically.
Chronologically, supposedly.
Allegedly.
The Pride executives and K1 promoter Fighting and Entertainment Group. That is the name of it, Fighting and Entertainment Group. Very creative.
Mm-hmm.
But they started a new Oregon, mm-hmm. Eyes, mm-hmm. Seven Nation Army.
The White Stripes?
No. Hero.
This is a Stripe It To Him podcast?
This is the Strip It Off.
Hey.
And Show It To Him.
Ooh. Is this a Louis C.K.? Louis.
Worst show ever made.
What?
Ooh. I sparked a fire in this
We're
one.
We're going to fight after this episode's over, buddy.
Hey. What was it? Oh, Heroes.
Should we start over again?
No. Heroes began, and I think they did it for like a going away party for Pride on New Year's.
Wait, what's Heroes?
Heroes is basically Pride.
So it's a one-off.
Yeah. And then it was such a success that they started Dream FC, and it was by the same people. But Dream FC.
So Dream is Pride, essentially, is what you're trying to say.
Dream is Pride with a cage.
So it's like a sequel.
And all white.
So it's like a sequel.
Not all white people.
Is it Godfather 2, or is it
it's Terminator 2? It's Godfather 2, and Hero is, or Heroes is...
Is it Aliens 2 compared to Alien 1? Is it better, or is it worse?
It's worse, but not by much.
A little bit.
It's better than UFC.
A little bit.
A little bit. And Heroes is The Lion King 1.5. It's great, but it's not quite Alien.
You got Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah.
It's cool.
But they had fighters like...
Mayhem Miller. Who?
You know who I'm talking about.
What?
You hear the train a-rolling.
Jason Mayhem Miller?
No.
Who was on Bully Beatdown on MTV?
Do you hear that sound, Juan?
I just had to throw that in there.
What that sound?
Wait, oh.
Behold, Alistair Overy.
Alistair Overy, yeah. God damn it. He is everywhere.
He was in promotion. K1. Wasn't he in M1?
I hope so.
He probably had a fight in M1. He was in Pride. He's in the UFC. He was in Dream.
He was in Strikeforce for a little bit.
He did it all.
He's been everywhere, and he's been knocked out in every single one.
Yep.
He is lost in
He
every.
Is not, except K1. He did... He well, was the grandpa. He killed everybody in K1.
He's a damn good kickboxer. Because
he was on steroids.
Hey,
horse meat.
Hey, he was eating horse meat. Hey, yeah, buddy. Sorry. Hey, cool it down over there.
Sorry. Hey, I'm making assumptions. And also, Gegard Mousasi was...
What about Sakuraba?
Kazushi Sakuraba. Didn't do so well. But he did... participate in my favorite Dream fight.
Which
don't
one?
Open that.
Why not?
Because it shut off the recording last
time.
I'll
make sure it's on.
Oh my god. We watched it. It was Sakuraba versus Zelg. Zelg Galskin? Gasklin? Galskin?
I'm not sure how you spell it.
Zelg.
Galisic?
Z-E-L-G. Yeah. Galisic.
Galsic.
Galsic.
What happened in this fight, Kate? Oh, submission of the decade. Ooh, that's a strong title.
So
that's a strong title, friend.
Come on, dog. Come on.
Come on, homie.
But in this fight, Sakuraba, you're going to have to skip all the entrances. But in this fight, Sakuraba dives in, if I remember correctly. I might want to watch this for a minute. But Sakuraba ends up in a leg lock. It's some kind of weird leg lock I'd never really heard of before. But basically, the guy sits up and just starts punching him in the head multiple times, very hard. And there's a few points where Sakuraba looks like he's knocked out. Mm-hmm. And the dude's just beating on him. And then Sakuraba gets into a leg lock position.
Yeah,
and the guy taps in like 2 seconds. It's fantastic. And Sakuraba has been down and out for a while, but he's like a Japanese superstar. So it's incredible. Like the Rocky music's playing right now. Look at that. He looks knocked out.
Oh, he looks dead.
Look at that. Ow, my ear! He's getting punched in the ear.
I feel like Big
John
McCarthy would have called it by now.
Yeah. Japan doesn't call things. They let people die. You're not hitting him hard enough.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Why is he so hitting
him?
He's dead.
Now, get ready. Look, this...
What's with those gloves, though?
This is why people get so mad in the UFC when the fight stops, because it should be stopped, but look what he is able to get. I think it's because the ref knows he's so close on a submission.
Well, isn't that one of the big UFC complaints that a lot of the judges, or not the judges, the referees, don't really know MMA at all? So they're just...
No, they have pretty good refs now. It's just that they stop it prematurely sometimes. And ooh, there he gets
there
it.
There he is.
Beautiful leg lock. Sakuraba, veteran. He's been around for a long time.
He lost a lot in Pride, though.
That's because it's... Hey. He didn't lose a lot, but towards the end of his career, because, of course, he had to get good to get as popular as he did. Jesus Christ. Slur much. But I'd like to take a moment to mention one of the commentators from Dream. One of my favorite commentators. The funnest Australian this side of the hemisphere. His name is Michael Schiavello.
Ooh.
And he's fantastic. He's super funny, very informative also. And a little off the cuff. He's a little askew in his views.
Him or Joe Rogan?
Him.
Him?
So much more.
Or Robbie Lawler?
Him.
Him?
Can Robbie Lawler talk?
I'm pretty sure he shouldn't.
Have you watched his fight with... really? Never mind. Can't remember his name. The Canadian guy that started
when he
was super
young. Wow, okay, thanks for taking us nowhere. All right, on to the next
it's
promotion.
It's a great fight.
Okay, is that it for Dream?
No. They had multiple partnerships. They had a partnership with M1 Global, and Fedor came and fought with them a few times, I think. And then they had a they partnered with Elite XC, but then Elite XC went bankrupt because it's Elite XC. And then they were in talks with Strikeforce about a partnership, Pro Elite, One Fighting Championship, but I don't think they really anything came of it. And then, the darkest day of our modern times, Juan. So you remember how the world was supposed to end in 2012?
God, I wish it had.
They read the calendar wrong.
Oh!
Dream FC ended in 2012.
Oh, so they got it right, essentially. For the Japanese people, anyways.
Well,
for Japanese MMA fans.
Instead of world, it actually said Dream FC on May 12th, 16th, 2012.
What did you say?
They went bankrupt May 16th, 2012, and they are no more irrelevant.
So that, does that
but
mean
they
that
live on in our hearts and
that,
thoughts.
Does that mean that Heroes is back?
They might bring it back as farewell, except it was in 2012, so
it would
be a little
farewell,
late.
Off beta saying goodbye.
What was that language? I've never heard that. That was very beautiful.
Italian. Let's get on with it.
Thought it was Latin.
I wish I would have known that it was a Japanese tournament.
Japanese country?
Tournament.
Oh.
I could have talked about Rizin.
I wish I had known about Japan.
The atomic bomb?
Oh, that's what happened. Are they over that yet?
Not quite yet. Just like the UFC isn't over the fact that Bellator is taking over.
False.
Not true at all.
But let's talk about Bellator.
Well, okay, there's not much to say.
Tell me all of it.
You know what? I could probably cover all of it in about 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Woo! Hey. That's about as long as our whole Pride.
Let me resort back to my old phone notes.
Oh. I see you've moved away from the old pen and paper.
I'm done with it. It's over.
You know
past.
What? I miss the old ways.
You miss Pride?
I miss Pride. I miss pen and paper. I miss books. I miss the Bible.
All right, so Bellator.
Psalms.
It's an American mixed martial arts competition.
Get on with it.
It started in 2008.
Oh, wait, it's American?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Again, I wish I would. We should have stuck to the Japanese theme. Dang it,
yeah,
Kane.
I don't like Americans.
Neither do I.
Any of any kind.
Any kind?
The South sort, the Central sort, nor the North sort.
What about the East? You fan of the East Coast?
The East Indies?
East is the least, bro.
What about the West?
It's the best.
Let's have a fest. East.
What? Let's break the fest?
Yeah. A fest East.
You want to get brunch tomorrow?
I'm busy.
All right. It started... Bellator was started in 2008 by... Bjorn Remney. Right. And under Remney's ownership, you know what they called the Cade back in the day? You know what it was originally sold as?
Tough.
How'd you know?
It's written on the board.
What board?
Right here.
I'm bored.
Oh my God.
this podcast has lost its magic touch.
What do you mean?
We had it at the
beginning. Maybe it's because we have to record it four times.
All right, under Romney's ownership, you know what they call it, Cade?
Let's talk about Japan again.
Yeah, we probably should.
I'm sick of America.
Should we just talk about Dream?
Let's just talk about Dream.
Yeah? All right.
Fuck Bellator. Oh, no, wait. Let's talk about the Grand Prix. The Grand Prix is the good thing. That's the bright light in the distance. I hate Bellator.
Why?
Convince me why I shouldn't.
I'm not going to. You know what?
Oh, sorry.
You know what? I really tried. I gave it a good shot. Kate, I'm not even joking.
What'd you try with?
I looked into it.
Is it because of the helmet logo?
It's partly because of it.
That's what got me.
They're like... I wanted to like it.
They're the worst of MMA that's still hanging on.
It's getting better. The worst of American MMA. It's getting better, but goddamn it,
it's so cringe.
I didn't like it.
It's very cringe.
None of the names called me, like, reached me to my core.
Do you know them?
No.
Do they have your number?
I know of King Mo.
Wow.
He tried calling me. He texted me.
He's really exciting.
No, he's not. I tried. I really tried, guys. I could not get into Bellator.
I don't hold it against you.
After you showed me Pride, you know what? Pride is a lot better than the UFC.
I told you. Pride's so much fun.
And you really introduced me to the world of Dream, Kate. I'm going to go home and check it out because you sold me on it.
Wow. This is high praise.
It's not. Oh. But yeah, I tried to get into Bellator. I went over some of the history. Like, it was started in 2008 by Bjorn? Bjorn? Bjorn. Oh,
Lord.
Lordy.
Lord, you said Lordy. Oh, Lordy.
By Bjorn... Romney. No, Remney.
Romney.
Bjorn.
Wait,
Remney.
Mitt's brother?
Yeah.
I like
it. It was started as the world's toughest competition.
What are you
doing? The world's strongest competition.
The world's strongest man.
No. The world's... Oh, my God.
We got to keep all this, please.
I am freaking out.
You are physically having a meltdown right now. You're like,
well, I'm tripping on this cord. The fucking chair's wibbling and wobbling.
Could you speak into the mic, please?
I'm trying to. All right. Fuck you, cord. Dude, these chairs suck. Oh my God, it just fell apart. Okay. All right. It was started. When it first started, it was deemed the world's toughest fighting competition. No, the world's toughest competition in sports. Oh my God. This is how little I. This is how little I cared about Bellator, dude.
Oh, my
it was so bad.
Face. Oh, you gave me heartburn. Oh my God.
Guys, the origins of Bellator just sucks. There's a reason nobody paid attention to it until all the old UFC fighters started heading over. It sucks.
Because it's the worst. It's branding. It's everything about it. It's the whole image is just terrible.
I like that there's not a monopoly on it, and here in America at least. But, I mean, come on. Your fighters are second class by far.
Citizens.
What?
They're second class citizens.
What are you trying to say about that? What are you trying to insinuate with that?
Well, Frank Mir.
Who lost to Brock Lesnar.
You lose your rights after you lose to Brock Lesnar.
Frank.
Mir.
Mirror.
Look in the mirror, buddy.
Look in the mirror, Frank.
Mir.
All right. The one thing I did like about it, it started out like the UFC did with tournaments instead of single one-on-one combat. What was that sound? Kate, I'm trying my best here. I'm trying
I know,
to...
but your mouth like shrunk and you're like. Okay, yeah, I like tournament style more. That's one thing that's really boring about you. It's nice to have a conclusion.
Yeah,
it's like all this build up instead of just like the interim title because my knee kind of hurts.
But it was either 4-on-4 or 8-on-8, or as an 8x8 competition, and the winner. Would get a chance at the title and $100,000 purse at the end.
This is like Rocky, exactly.
Exactly like Rocky. In fact, their main entrance theme, like the first. There it is.
Oh, wait. That's not Rocky.
Yes, it is.
No, that's Europe, the song.
I know.
The band. Rocky is.
Oh, We have to get this done. I hate Bellator, but we got to get it going. We got to get it done. All right. Eventually, the company was taken over by Scott Coker.
Remember when you said, like, 10 seconds for the...
Yeah. And his big contribution to the MMA community is that he made Bellator into one-on-one combat. Great.
That's it?
Good job, Scott. The first official pay-per-view was featured fighters from the UFC.
Woo!
After they transferred over. Oh. It was Rampage Jackson versus King Mo. No. King Mo beat him. Great. Fantastic. And then Tito Ortiz versus Alexander Schlemenke.
Schlemenke?
And
how'd
Tito,
he do?
Tito Ortiz won.
Wow.
Ooh, surprising, right?
Oh, wait. That was the Alexander Schlemenke. He's the... Am I thinking of the right guy?
Who is he?
He was like a... I'm just exactly. Gonna stop. I'm just
Who
gonna
cares?
Stop. I liked him. He looked like a nice guy.
Highlights, I guess. But he lost. In 2009, Sports Illustrated named Bellator an MMA success story.
In 2009?
Yeah.
Well, a lot has changed.
Yeah, a lot has changed.
Or has it?
No.
I think standards were different back then.
And in 2013, it signed on with Fox Sports En Español and became the largest... became the largest TV contract in all South America, so it's the most broadcasted one in that region of the world.
Grazie.
It beat the UFC in how many?
In what?
It beat the UFC in a contract, in the biggest contract with a Southern American.
I thought you said how many?
Television promotion.
Okay, are we done?
Yeah, thank God.
Okay, let's talk about the...
You know what? No, wait. I got one thing. There was one highlight. One thing that really stood out.
What is it?
Eddie Alvarez.
Boring.
Eddie Alvarez domination in Bellator.
Yeah, he was good, I guess.
He had really good fights with Michael Chandler.
Those were good fights.
He held the
fight of the year.
He held the belt for almost 3 years. Until he vacated it, I think, to head over to the UFC and where he now resides. And he's the only.
Has he been champion yet in the UFC?
Yes, yes. He's the only fighter to be a champion in both promotions.
Who cares?
Exactly. Hector Lombard really killed. He killed everybody in his wake path for about 5 years.
Weight path?
War path.
That's a fighter. He's a Native American. Not very good.
War path? Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a cool name, but he did not do so well.
And the biggest flop, when they finally signed on Tito Ortiz.
My favorite.
They had Roy Jones Jr. at the ringside. Everybody thought Quentin Jackson was going to fight Roy Jones Jr. in a boxing match. All the hoopla aside, turns out it's Tito Ortiz. He comes on the screen with his big old flag in the background,
and his
stupid
head.
Music, and his dumb bag that hurts against Chuck Liddell. And then he starts talking all this shit about how he's going to beat Quentin Jackson, and then he cancels the fight. And that's about it for Bellator. Great.
Everything you need to know about Bellator.
That's about it.
Do you feel like you've heard of it now?
Congratulations. Yeah, we're going to stick with Japanese promotions for a while until Bellator gets us.
And Japanese porn.
Squids?
Octopus.
Octopus. Actually, you know what? One thing I'm really excited about, Cade?
What are you
the Bellator
about?
Heavyweight Grand Prix.
I'm excited about that as well.
Why, Cade? Why are you excited about it?
Because it's got big names that are also fun guys to watch. Like
from the UFC.
From the UFC, which is the only reason anyone cares. We've got Chael P. Sonnen. Frank.
The man
look
mirror.
In the mirror, mirror.
The man looking in the mirror, mirror.
Mirror, mirror. Frank, mirror, mirror on the wall.
Frank, mirror, mirror.
Help me win the championship most of all. And who else? What other schmoes?
Okay.
Don't we have Fedor?
We got Fedor. Emelianenko!
Who else we got?
We got Matt Mitrione. We got Roy
wait,
Nelson.
Wait. Oh, can we go back for a minute?
Matt?
Matt Mitrione. Mitrione just sounds like Salisbury steak.
Mitrione?
Like minestrone.
Mitrione sounds more like a sauce, a nice dipping sauce.
Sauce.
Hey, can I get a side of that Mitrione sauce?
It's a gross sauce, though. It's kind of gray.
It's got chunks in it.
Yeah, it's fat.
Fruit chunks.
Fruit. Mango.
And raisins. Ugh.
Ooh,
ugh.
Yeah, he's not good. He's also very dumb.
We got Fat Man Roy Nelson.
The American Spirit.
Nelson. My name is Roy Nelson.
You know what would be a really fun fight? Is no. Roy Nelson and Rampage.
No, it wouldn't.
You know what would be a really fun fight? What? Roy Nelson and Fedor.
No, it wouldn't.
You know what would be a really fun fight? What? When are you going to accept this? Who else do we have?
And we got Ryan Bader versus Muhammad Duhamel.
Oh, who fucking cares?
Exactly.
Ryan Bader is so boring. Stupid ass name. Ryan Darth Bader.
The Grand Prix starts January 20th of 2018.
What was that?
The Grand Prix.
2018,
January 20th.
The coming year?
Yes, it is. And you know what? Quentin Jackson versus Chael Sonnen sounds really good.
No, it doesn't.
But I really want to see Fedor versus Frank Mir.
Is that the first one?
No, the first one's going to be Quentin Jackson. It's going to be Rampage Jackson versus Chael Sonnen.
Okay, let's talk about this. First, we're going to start with... No, what you just said.
What do you think will win?
It depends on which Chael Sonnen shows up. Rampage is always kind of the same Rampage, but Chael Sonnen against Tito was really, really depressing.
Didn't Tito win?
Yeah, he choked him out. It was so sad. A lot of people thought it was a setup fight. It was rigged. Did he take it on short
Hey, man,
notice?
Tito's a champion, bro. Don't you fuck with Cheeto, man.
Cheeto? Sorry, Chester.
Dude, fuck Tito Ortiz.
You know what? I gotta say, the real Chael's, the Chael Sonnen that was destroying people before his first Anderson fight.
He's gone forever.
And Rampage is a pretty good wrestler.
He went away when those steroids.
I don't know. Chael Sonnen was really good against Shogun, but Shogun wasn't the same either. I don't know. I think Rampage will probably win. TKO.
Who's a better wrestler? Chael, right?
Chael is by far. Better.
Rampage, I don't know. You get Rampage down, he's not doing much of anything. Look what John Jones did to him.
But the thing is getting him down. I don't know if Chael has it in him to get him down anymore. But if he can do what Rashad did, then he could do very well. It's just, I hope Chael P shows up for a real fight.
Chael P.
Because that would be awesome to see him against some, dude, if he won, he would either be going against Frank Mir, which would be like an awesome grappling match, or with Fedor, which he will
lose.
He could win.
He might
Fedor's
be Fedor.
Got like no chin now.
Imagine the shit Chael will talk if he beats Fedor. Oh my goodness.
Dude, he only has to win twice and he's in the finals.
I don't know, he's got Roy Nelson.
Oh my god, what if we get Chael Sonnen against Roy Nelson in the finals? You know it would be
Chael would grab him by his fucking fat and just sling him across the ring.
They set this up, by the way, so that there's no way you would end up with Matt Mitrione and Ryan Bader. There's no way that could happen because they're both on one side of the bracket, which, thank God, if that was an option, that could happen. Who else do we have? King? Why is King Mo in there? Why does he have a crown on?
Because he's a king.
He's not.
He is.
Where's your crown, King? Nothing. But...
What about Fedor versus Frank Mir?
I think...
Fedor's just so gone, man. He's done.
He's not terrible, though. It's just I think people are... I don't know. I don't think he really has it in him anymore, like the fire.
Who did he fight in the first Bellator fight? His first Bellator fight, who did he fight against? I think it was...
Wasn't it... Oh, was it Dan Henderson?
Yes.
And
he lost.
Yeah, Dan Henderson knocked him the fuck out. No, I thought that... No, he fought him after Verdum. I think Verdum was the first fight.
Yeah, but that was in Strikeforce. He lost to him in Strikeforce.
He fought Dan Henderson in Strikeforce, too, now that I think about it.
Oh, man. Then who was his first fight in Bellator? I saw it the other day. I just watched it. Hang on.
Who cares?
Well, it...
About Bellator.
Was it Roy Nelson?
Here, you can have your phone back. Was it Roy? Roy Nelson isn't Bellator now. I just kind of realized that.
We've been saying his name for, the past 10
I know,
minutes.
But I didn't, relate it that he's no longer in the UFC. That's weird.
Oh, he lost to Matt Mitrione.
Oh, yeah. That sucks. That's sad. Matt Mitrione is the worst.
And, just Fedor, first of all.
He doesn't have. He's been doing it for so long.
I mean, it's the reason he's in Bellator instead of UFC.
Yeah. But I honestly just think he kind of lost the fire.
If we even get a glimpse of the old Fedor, does he beat Chael or Quentin Jackson?
Yeah.
You think so?
A glimpse?
Just a glimpse. Just a peek.
He's a far, far, far better grappler and striker than Rampage. Rampage might have better power than him.
Look at those arms. He's still got those arms on him.
Dude, he's still a savage.
Oh, see? They both went down at the same time. Matt and Fedor caught each other with a right hook. They both went down at the same time. I guess it was a decision match.
No. He gets up and catches Fedor. Like, oh, keeps getting him. So it's a TKO, I guess.
I think then Matt goes and loses against... Oh, Matt then goes and loses against Roy, if I remember correctly.
Oh, no way. Wait, but they're fighting... Their first... His first match in Bellator is against Roy.
Against who? Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, so in the Grand Prix?
Yeah.
That must be.
Huh. Interesting. But I... Is it? That is kind... Well, it is kind of funny, though, that they put the least... Like, nobody cares about the other half. They put them all on one side so that there's no chance of them being the final.
Yeah.
Like, one of these big names has to be in the finals.
Well, it should have been the other way around. They should have put Chael Sonnen against, like, Muhammad Lawa or whatever his
Lawa?
Name. Lawa?
King Mo?
Yeah. They should have put him against him.
His name's Muhammad Lawal. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? We might be underestimating him. He did beat Quentin Jackson already, so.
King Mo?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm excited for it. It just seems dirty. It just looks like a dirty tournament. Just old and grimy. And
that's why I like it, though.
I know. That's fun.
It's like a movie.
I'm excited.
The thing that ruins it, though, is King Mo and Ryan Bader and Matt Mitrione. Like, everyone else is
really
exciting.
So everybody other than Chael and Quentin Jackson just ruins it for you. And Fedor.
No, Fedor, Frank Mir, Roy Nelson. Like, I like everybody, but then it really drops off, like... I don't know. I'm still going to watch it. Like, I'm excited for the fights. I just, like, I don't understand Matt Mitrione being in there.
Yeah.
It's such, like, it's so weird. You go through this net, like, even King Mo, I don't like him, but it makes sense that he'd be in this tournament. Same thing for Ryan Bader.
Yeah.
He's, like, a veteran. And then you get to Matt Mitrione.
Drop off.
Yeah. What, didn't Sharp he, drop off. Wasn't he, like, an early loser on Ultimate Fighter?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know about him, Matt.
I don't know. I
Oh, Matty Matt.
I bet Roy Nelson's going to beat him. Okay, let's make our predictions for the Grand Prix.
Okay, go ahead. Name them off.
Quentin Jackson, Rampage Jackson versus Chael Sonnen. Who do you think?
My mind says Rampage, but my heart says Chael P. I want Chael to win so bad.
I want Chael to win.
I want Chael to win the whole tournament.
That would be awesome.
Because right now the title is vacant, so if he wins the tournament, I think he wins the championship. I think he's champion.
That'd be awesome.
Fedor Frank Mir?
I think he might have taken Tito lightly.
Yeah.
For the last fight, maybe. I don't know what happened there. But if Chael Sonnen actually shows up fit, he was also really fat in that fight.
Yeah.
But if he shows up like fit and ready to go and like wrestles really
well. Oh, we're still on Chael.
Yeah. Oh, did you switch it?
Oh no, I thought we both agreed Chael already.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so
Chael. Well, it's the same thing. I'm worried, but I hope Chael wins.
Yeah.
It depends on which one shows up.
Frank Mirror Mirror on the wall or Fedor
Emelianenko.
Who wins that one? You know what?
I think Frank Mirror might beat him.
No.
No.
Fedor. I think Fedor catches him.
Frank Mir's so fat now. Like, if he shows up in shape, I think Frank Mir could beat him. Frank Mir has really good striking. Like, he's super technical.
Right.
I think he could catch Fedor. Matt Mitrione caught Fedor.
That is true. God damn it.
So.
But I'm saying one little glimpse of the old Fedor for sure, by far.
One glimpse of the old Frank
Just
Mir.
One punch. Frank Mir lost to Brock Lesnar.
Would you beat Brock Lesnar?
How? In a cage match? No.
No, on like a FIFA.
Football match? Depends. If he was goalie, yeah. If I was the goalie and he was a striker, who knows?
What if your butt was the goal and his penis was the soccer ball?
Hey, we'd all win there, buddy. All right?
That's true. And I was the camera. Okay, so who do you say?
Fedor. Just one punch, dude. And let's not forget
it's the same thing for Frank Mir now.
He's got really close ties to Putin. All of them steroids, bro. This is Bellator. Don't forget that.
Frank Mir was friends with that Chechenian guy, though. He took pictures with him.
Ooh, so did Chris. That should be our next episode, the Chechnya guy. Chechnya.
Hey, we got the medieval thing, but we can also put that in.
We got so many things to talk about, guys. It's ridiculous.
We're going
to
run out quick. Got so many things to talk about, guys. I think Frank Mir's got him.
All right, we'll see.
But it's very close. They're both not great. But it's fun. It's a fun fight, though.
It's -50 to -50.
If Frank Mir wins, but I'm so sick of Fedor losing, too.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to lose this. Can we all be winners? Except for Matt Mitrione.
Yeah.
And King Mo and Ryan Bader. Okay, Matt Mitrione, the great farce.
The great myth.
The great Salisbury steak versus Big Country Roy Nelson.
Oh, fat country boy.
From Chicago City.
I want Matt.
Just kidding, I made that up.
I want Matt Mitrione to win.
Yuck. Nope. I want Roy Nelson, and Roy Nelson will win.
He reminds me of the guy from
Family Ties?
No. No.
Married with Children?
No, the show with the lady. She's a Parks and Rec. Who's the name of the guy? The white guy?
Oh, Jerry?
No, not the fat Jerry. Guy? No. No, I'm talking about Matt.
Oh, the Chris Pratt guy?
Yeah, Matt looks like Pratt, and that's why I wanted to win.
Except he's
fat
and the worst.
I'm basing it on
to hear him talk, and you will not like him anymore. He is the dumbest person that's ever lived, with all due respect.
He's a handsome man, though. He's a handsome boy.
Look him up real quick.
I don't want to.
I'm afraid I can't agree.
I don't care.
I think you do.
The only two matches I want to watch, we already talked about. I don't care about the other two. I'm going to go with Matt just because fuck Roy.
Fuck you. I'm going with Roy.
All right.
Big Country Nelson.
Big for sure. Big cunt. Yeah. All right.
You can't say that on the radio. Ryan Bader versus King Mohammed Lawala.
King Mo, why not?
Ryan Bader, why not?
All right. Yeah, that's the end of our Bellator.
Wait.
That was rough.
Now, who do you think's going to win it?
My heart?
JLP,
dude. I need JLP to win.
I need him to win. In reality, I think Big Country could win.
Big Country?
I honestly think he could win.
He can take a hit.
And he can give a hit. And he's a really good grappler.
But
really good.
Is this who we want our champions to be? You want him to look like that?
He's the people's champ. No, wait, that's Chael Sonnen. Dang
no,
it.
That's The Rock, buddy. We'll get into WWE later on.
We will.
That's a different podcast. People's elbow on you. If you can smell.
Did you say who you thought was going to win?
It's
cooking. Oh, yeah, you want Chael P. But who do you think is going to win?
Fedor.
Really?
No. Nah, Quentin Jackson. I think Rampage.
But what if King Mo gets past Bader?
All right, who we chose? Okay, we chose Chael Sonnen.
Chael Sonnen against Rampage. So let's say he advances. And then let's say, who do you think between? Because we both chose different on Frank Mir.
Let's just say Fedor.
Okay.
Why not?
Chael P versus Fedor. Chael has no power. Really good grappler, though.
Can he take down Fedor? Fedor's too strong for him. Even at his ripe old age.
Dude, have you seen Chael when he bulks up? He's a big boy. He's a big boy.
Grappling. They both got really good grappling, though. Chael doesn't have any striking, though. Fedor. If he goes up against Chael, I think Fedor.
Yeah, I think Fedor would beat him.
And then we're left with King Mo versus Roy Nelson.
Rest in peace, Sonnen.
King Mo or Nelson? He did take down Jackson.
I think King Mo might win just on points.
Yeah,
so
might be more.
So we got Fedor and King Mo. Who's got it?
This is where his old age comes in. I think King Mo.
Yeah.
Did we just switch? Did we just completely?
Yeah, I think King Mo wins this one. Okay, there's our predictions. We want Chael P, but King Mo's got this.
Let's be honest.
King Mo's
got
this.
No competition. King Mo's gonna win.
All right.
Well, That was rough.
I'm excited.
Bellator is a little bit rough.
I'm feeling optimistic right now.
It just seems so dirty, but not in a good way like Pride was. Just.
Well, yeah, definitely not in a good way, but it's still a good refresher from the sanitized urinal that is the UFC.
I do like that they have entrance music, like their own entrance music.
What do you mean?
Like their own entrance music, their themes. They have almost like they don't have fireworks, but they have the big display with them walking in with like a highlight reel of them fighting.
Oh, so you
like
just mean like the whole display,
yeah,
like all the theatrics and stuff.
Yeah, I do like that. I do miss the tournament style stuff.
I want them to go full Pride.
That'd be great.
That's the problem, like, with Strikeforce and WEC. Like, they tried too hard to straight up compete with the UFC by doing exactly what the UFC does.
Yeah, and that's
does.
What they need to do opposite. They should be doing the old school stuff.
You need to differentiate.
Come on, Bellator.
Yourself.
You had it right at the beginning, sort of. You're just missing the stars. Now you got the stars. Let's go back to the old format, and then we'll got a good duopoly.
I wish they would just, like, I want those guys to go to Japan. I don't want them to be here.
Hey, guys. It's Juan. It seems that due to another technical difficulty, the last portion of our show was cut off or deleted, or I don't know what happened to it, but the fact of the matter is the last quarter of our show is usually reserved for recent events and recent fights and just the typical nonsense that we get on about. So I'm just going to go ahead and cover the boxing part of it real quick. Cade's not here. He's out of town, and I have to get this podcast up by 6, so I'm just going to go do it really quickly. So I apologize if I mess some things up or release some stuff out. Last weekend, we had Lomachenko versus Rigondeaux. And as we all saw, Lomachenko got his name changed to Nomachenko because in the last 4 or 5 fights, he's made every boxer he's fought quit before the 12th round. I thought Rigondeaux was going to be able to use his footwork and his defensive capabilities to keep him off him, and I could not have been more wrong. Lomachenko completely kept him on his heels. He would make him pivot into angles and catch him with flurries. Rigondeaux would try to counterattack, but he was just not capable of even remotely putting up a fight. He made him quit at the end of the 6th round before the 7th going in. I don't know. It's hard to say why he lost in such a bad manner. I mean, he might be, next to Mayweather, he might have been the most defensively skilled boxer of this era. He's not the greatest of all time. We'll get into that. He did go up 2 weight classes immediately. So, for example, we got Roy Jones Jr., who would, in his career, go from middleweight to heavyweight and dominate and be champion all divisions, but that was a gradual buildup. That was over time and fights and letting his body get acclimated to the body difference. Not Rigondeaux. Rigondeaux went up almost immediately. In fact, at the weigh-in on Friday, the day before the fight, I actually changed my mind and I saw just how much of a difference size was. And well, we all saw the results. Should he retire, Rigondeaux? I think he should. Even before going into the fight and before quitting on the stool, he was already hard enough to sell. He was already hard enough to even get him to commit to a fight. And so I just think this completely tarnishes any chance he has of ever being the A side of a card again, or even being a B side of the card again, let alone an A side. So at this point, I think it's his time. He's 37 years old. He's done everything he's needs to do in his weight division, which they actually just announced that they're going to vacate his belt since he went up in weight to fight another weight class. So they're going to vacate his belt, and I mean, it's a shitty way to go out, but I think it's time for him to just ride it out. For Lomachenko, on the other hand, I know he was saying that it wasn't that big of a deal, that it wasn't that much of that big of an accomplishment due to the difference in competition level. But I think later on in his career, he'll see this as a turning point where he's now pretty much got his name in every mainstream household. He's now a mainstream name. So I don't know what's next for him. Everybody's saying he's going to fight Mikey Garcia next. We might get another situation of just too much of a difference in weight level. But again, we'll see what happens there. And getting on the greatest of all time thing, just because a boxer is undefeated or fighter in general is undefeated, it doesn't automatically qualify him to be in the greatest of all time category. Even more of a problem nowadays is how quickly people are to just dismiss fighters who lose, especially the undefeated ones. The biggest case But the case that most exemplifies this to me is Ronda Rousey versus Holly Holm. where Ronda went in undefeated, got obliterated in the same sense, in the same way that Regan Dow did. And immediately on Twitter and all over social media and all over the internet, immediately her legacy and everything she had done up to that point in the UFC as the reigning women's champion was almost forgotten in that same moment. And while, yeah, it was clear to see that she was never at that high of a level, you just can't go around dismissing everything a fighter has done up to that point. Lomachenko made Regan Dow quit. Does that take away the fact that he was the undisputed king in his own division at this time and era? No, I don't think so. And it's kind of sad to see, like, that's what seems to be happening around all the time. Gennady Golovkin doesn't even lose. He just doesn't knock out Kell Brook as fast as he has been knocking other people out, or he doesn't knock out Daniel Jacobs at all. And immediately his reputation goes from this undefeated monster to a guy who we could question his entire career up to that point. And it's shitty to see that's what happened in our combat sports. But that's public opinion, I guess. Another thing on the Regan Dow thing, Teddy Atlas just needs to fucking chill the fuck out. All these videos, ever since the Canelo Triple G match, like, and his post-fight rant, I don't know if it's a thing now that every time there's a big fight, he has to come out on TV and yell and have a fucking discussion with Stephen A. Smith. It's old. Come on, Teddy. You old man. Have a fucking cookie and sit down, dude. Relax. This weekend, we also got David Lemieux versus Billy Joe Saunders. And this is one of those exciting fights where it just reminds you of the 80s in boxing, the 80s era of boxing, where you have four giant middleweights all battling out all around the same skill level and competition level. I can't tell you who's going to win. I know both of their styles play into each other really well, kind of like the Triple G Canelo fight did. And let's not forget Daniel Jacobs, who also had a big win a couple weeks ago. There's big talks that whoever wins between Billy Joe and David Lemieux is going to end up going against Triple G, or no, going up against Canelo before the Canelo Triple G rematch. And again, it reminds me of that era of watching all these guys unafraid to fight each other, unafraid to go in and just knock the fuck out of each other. And it's just exciting to see. Again, I don't know who's going to win between Billy Joe and Lemieux. I think Lemieux might have a bit of an edge when it comes to footwork and actual technical ability, but again, we'll see what happens with that one. The rest of the UFC stuff will come back next week when Cade's here and we'll go over it again. That's it for this show. Like I said, watch out for that Lemieux-Billy Joe fight. That's going to be really exciting. And I think next week we're going to be discussing M1 Medieval, which is like a LARPing competition but with legit combat. So that'll be exciting to talk about. If you guys have anything you want us to talk about, any fighters, any leagues you might know of that we haven't talked about yet, go ahead and email us at hookittoem@gmail.com, just how it's spelled without the apostrophe, @gmail.com, and we'll do our best to try to get going on this. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties. I know episode 2 had like a 50-second delay before it actually started, and then episode 1 had a bunch of echo, so, and then this thing just falls apart, so bear with us, we're getting used to this, and we're gonna get better. Again, this is Hookie Tuum, thanks for joining us, see you guys next week.